Tens of thousands of people greeted Pope Benedict XVI as he arrived in Brazil on the first apostolic voyage to Latin America. Our colleague Emma McCarthy is in Brazil and sent us this report.
Tens of thousands were there Wednesday evening, cheering loudly beneath the rain and packed tightly into the tiny square before São Bento Monastery to welcome Pope Benedict XVI to Brazil. They had been waiting all day for the Pope, who appeared on the monastery balcony shortly before 6 p.m. local time. Calming their persistent calls, he thanked them for their welcome and told them he was counting on their prayers for the success of this, his first papal voyage to the world's largest Catholic nation. The principal motive of which, he underscored, is connected with Latin America and has a fundamentally religious significance. The Pope arrived at the Benedictine monastery from Campo de Marte after a 5-kilometer journey in his Popemobile through the winding streets of Sao Paulo city. Crowds lined the streets clapping and cheering Bento Bento, greeting their Pope and fellow citizen. For on the arrival at the gates of the city, the mayor, Gilberto Kassab, had presented him with a great golden key, making him an honorary Paulista citizen. The excitement of the ordinary Brazilian at the Pope's presence on national soil was in stark contrast to the simple and officious tones of the arrival ceremony, in which the Brazilian president, Inácio Lula da Silva, dwelt on what unites Brazil and Brazilians to the Church, issues such as poverty and social justice. In his address, Pope Benedict XVI left little doubt that charity, mission, and family are the themes of this journey and the reason he is in Brazil. He said that in this geographical area, Catholics are in the majority. This means they must make a particular contribution to the common good of the nation. The word solidarity will acquire its full meaning, he said, when the living forces of society, each in its own sphere, commit themselves seriously to building a future of peace and hope for all. He went on to add that Brazil is a very special place in his heart, describing it as a nation of Christian birth endowed with rich potential, but that his visit has a scope that goes beyond the nation and national borders. The 5th General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean at Aparecida. Pope Benedict concluded by once again underlining that the Church seeks only to stress the moral values and to form the conscience of citizens so that they may make informed and free decisions. She will not fail to insist on the need to take action to ensure that the family, the basic cell of society, is strengthened. Last but not least, he said, she will continue to defend and promote these values present at every level of society, especially among indigenous peoples. President Luna in turn praised the Pope's promotion of the campaign to end global poverty and added that he shared the Church's concern regarding the need to protect and support the family, the fulcrum of social development. President Lula will be among the first of Pope Benedict XVI's official appointments later this morning. He will call on the President at the Governor's Palace in Sao Paulo on this, the second day of Pope Benedict's 5-day trip. Other appointments include a brief meeting with representatives of other religions and Christian confessions, lunch with the newly elected leaders of the Brazilian Bishops' Conference, and finally his gathering with the nation's young people at Pacaembu Stadium, a priority appointment for the Pope, who in his speech to Brazil's president pointed out that young people's formation is the decisive factor for the sustainable future of any nation. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, I'm Emma McCarthy.